sacrifice to the gods of Rome or die. This was the words given by the prefect of Rome to Justin the Apologist, one of the leading Christian thinkers of the second century, one who came after the apostles but found it necessary to defend the true gospel. You see, heresy had already started to spring up in the life of the church, even at that early point in its history. And so Justin set about to proclaim the true gospel of Jesus Christ, what it was, who he was, and what it all meant. And as a result, obviously, he met the ire of that government, the result being that moment in which his entire work for Christ came to a head. What would his decision be? Now, you and I, we have not experienced that same situation, and Lord willing, we hopefully will never have that opportunity. And yet, the question, is Jesus worth it, is one that we encounter every single day. Specifically in a culture and a time not too different from that one. We are a post-Christian nation, and we see that more and more, it seems, every day. So the reality of this question becomes more and more profound as time goes on. And this is what the book of Hebrews sets out to address. So as we read the word this morning, I'll invite you to stand out of reverence for it. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Long ago, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets at different times and in different ways. In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. God has appointed him heir of all things and made the universe through him. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact expression of his nature, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After making purifications, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it is alive and active. Lord, we thank you for the revelation of yourself. And so, Lord, I ask as we look at this text this morning that you would quiet our hearts and minds so that we can see you, so that we can hear the words that you have for us. And so I thank you and praise you. Amen. So the book of Hebrews was written sometime before 70 AD. The belief is that if it was written after 70 AD, there would be mention of the destruction of the temple. In fact, the text seems to speak to the reality of the ongoing sacrificial system. And so the belief is that it was written sometime before 70 AD. Its author unknown. We don't know who it is. Most people believe it was an associate of Paul, maybe Barnabas or Apollos, or even Luke, or even possibly